Let's begin with prayer.
让我们以祷告来开始。
Dear God, I thank you for this week.
亲爱的主，我们为这个星期感谢你。
Thank you for your goodness.
谢谢你对我们的美善。
I ask that as we study your word, you will speak to us.
当我们学习你话语的时候，求你对我们说话。
Help us to become more and more like you.
帮助我们越来越像你。我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名求。
As we are looking at the spiritual disciplines, I often think I need to go back and review the very beginning.
当我们来看这个属灵操练的时候，我觉得我们要回去再复习。
And maybe you will say, I've already heard this.
你可能会说，哎呀，我这都听过了。
That's, you have.
是你听过了。
But it's important.Because anything we do of our action spiritually, it's very easy to lose the purpose.
就是当我们进行这些属灵操练的行动的时候，很容易在这个过程中间就失去了这个目标。
Someone asked me a question about the Pharisees this past week.
有人这个星期呢问了我一个关于法利赛人的问题。
And as I talked with them,It reminded me of what we are doing here.
当我跟他们在谈话的时候，就再次提醒我我们所学的这个课程。
When we hear the word Pharisee, immediately our idea is negative.
我们一听到法利赛人这个词呢，脑中出现的这个印象一定是一个负面的一个形象。
When anyone in Jesus' day heard the word Pharisee,Their image was positive.
但是你知道吗？在主耶稣的时代，任何人听到法利赛人这个词，他们的脑中都是一个正面的形象。
When Paul writes, I was a Pharisee.
当保罗写下来说，我是一个法利赛人。
You can kind of hear him saying, I don't mean to brag, but I was a Pharisee.
但是呢，你要知道保罗说，我不是说在夸耀自己是法利赛人，但是
Pharisees did it all right.
因为法利赛人的行为真的都是无可指责的，都是正确的。
All of the disciplines that we have talked about, they did.
我们所讲的所有的这些属灵操练，他们都执行了，都实行了。
And Jesus doesn't say, oh, their teaching is terrible, ignore them.
主耶稣没有说，他们的教导太糟糕了，别去听他们的。
In fact, he says,
而是主耶稣说
do what they say.
就是去做他们所说的所教导的
But don't do what they do.
但是不要去行他们所行的
Because the problem was the motivation of why they did it had become twisted.
这个问题在于他们去这样做的这个动机呢已经被扭曲了
And so I keep going back every few weeks to the very first day of our study.
所以呢，隔一阵呢，我就会回到我们进行属灵操练的这个第一课。
To remind you of two things.
就是提醒大家两件事情。
That if we forget, this whole thing will lead us astray.
如果我们忘记这两点呢，整个这个属灵操练就会把我们带偏。
The first is that the purpose for all of these disciplines
所有这些灵命术这些操练的目的就是
is not to make us look like holy, angelic, wonderful people that say, ah, what a saint.
不是让别人看着我们说哎呀你是多么圣洁像天使一样的人说就说哎呀你看这是怎么样的一位圣徒。
The purpose is to make us look more and more like Jesus.
灵命塑造的唯一目的就是让我们越来越像耶稣基督。
That's what the motivation has to be.
这个应该就是我们进行灵命塑造后边的动机。
And as soon as you are fasting a meal,
只要你开始一旦开始进食。
And you're looking in the mirror, hoping that maybe people can see some lines that show the hunger.
然后呢，你看着镜子，希望人们能看到你是因为饥饿，脸上有一些憔悴的迹象。
You are looking into the eyes of a Pharisee in that mirror.
你看到镜子里就是一个法利赛人的眼睛。
Because the motivation has become wrong.
因为呢，这个动机已经错了。
We're going to be looking at the discipline of service.
我们来看这个服事的操练。
As soon as your service is carried on with the motivation, I hope they notice how much I'm sacrificing for them.
如果你的动机一旦变成说，哎呀，我希望大家知道，你看我牺牲了多少，做了多少。
We've missed the point.
你就那个撕掉那个目标了。
The motivation must be Christ-likeness.
这个动机必须是要像基督。
And the second thing that I keep going back to, all of this is empowered by God's grace.
第二点呢，我一直指向的就是说，所有这一切都是靠着神的恩典。
And as soon as it is not empowered by God's grace,
如果你的这个能力不是来自于神的恩典，
it becomes empty and meaningless.
就变得空洞没有意义。
I read this week,
这个星期我读到了，
nothing of spiritual value can be done in ourselves.
所有的这个属灵的价值不能说是靠我们自己来成就。
How many of you agree with that?
多少人我们是同意这一点的
？It sounds good.
听起来很好。
But let me ask you a question.
但是我问大家一个问题。
Those of you who are good at music.
我们多少人是在音乐方面比较擅长的
？I see some shaking of the head.
没人举手。
This isn't the choir room, I take it.
应该是给诗班里面来讲。
If you're good at music.
如果你擅长音乐。
Can you play for the service?
那你可不可以为
Apart from God's help?
如果没有神的帮助，你可以在这个崇拜中来弹吗
？Richard, don't do this.
你不用摇头。
Because I've known some wonderful church musicians.
因为我见到过一些很棒的那个教会的音乐，不是音乐方面服事的人。
Who did not know God.
但是他们却不认识神。
They were living terrible, sinful lives.
他们过着一个犯罪的生活。
And on Sunday showing up at church.
但是星期天他们来到教会。
And doing a great job.
然后那个工作做得很好。
And everyone was excited.
大家都很兴奋。
And yes, you can say, well, God helps anyone who does anything.
然后你可以说哦，任何人做任何事情，神可以通过他们做事，神可以帮助他们。
But they were not doing this for God.
但是他们做这一切不是为了神。
They were doing this purely for self.
他们完全是为自己做的。
We can do a lot of things that look very spiritual.
我们可以做很多看上去好像挺属灵的事情。
But the key is.
但是这个秘诀，这个关键在于。
Anything that is of lasting eternal spiritual value for us.
任何对我们有永恒的属灵上价值的都是要通过靠着神的恩典
Otherwise, whether it is music
不然的话不管是音乐
whether it is leading worship
或者是带领敬拜
or whether it is preaching the sermon
或者是讲道
it's not God's work
那都不是神的工作
One of the most frightening scriptures in the New Testament.
在新约里最吓人的一句经节就是
is when Jesus says to his disciples.
而是主耶稣对他的门徒说
many will come to me on that day.
那一天很多人会来到我面前
and they'll say, Lord, Lord.
说主啊主啊
Now, already, they're saying the right words. They know who he is.
你知道他们说的这话都是正确的因为他们知道主耶稣是谁
Lord, Lord.
主啊主啊
Have we not prophesied in your name?
我们不是靠你的名说预言
Done many wonderful works in your name.
奉你的名行很多神迹奇事吗
Cast out demons in your name.
奉你的名赶鬼
In your name have done many wonderful works.
我们奉你的名行了很多奇事
And Jesus does not say,
主耶稣没有说
And I will say to them, you did none of those things.
没有说你们是这些事情都没做。
He doesn't disagree, they did them.
主耶稣没有否认他们做了这些事情。
It appears to me that they did all those things.
在我看来，他们这些事情他们真的都是做了。
But I will say to you,
但主耶稣说，我会对他们说，你们这些作恶的人啊，离开我吧，我从来不认识你们。
That verse haunts me at times.
那有的时候这个让我感觉就像这个噩梦一样。
That we can do all of the right things.
我们可以做所有这些正确的事情。
And the only one who will actually notice there's a problem.
但是有没有人注意到这个问题？
And so the purpose of all of this is not that I do enough to earn God's favor.
这个目的不是说我做这一切来赢得赚得神的恩惠。
It is grace.
而是神的恩典。
And these are things that I am doing to discipline myself.
我这些属灵操练是为了训练我自己。
To put myself in the place of receiving God's grace.
把我自己放在一个位置，让我可以更容易能够接受神的恩典。
But it must never become earning something from God.
但是从来不能让它变成说我去赚得什么东西。
So we looked last time at the discipline of confession.
上次课呢，我们看到了认罪的操练。
This morning I'm wanting to look at the discipline of submission.
今天早晨我们要来看顺服的操练。
First Peter chapter 5 verse 5.
彼得前书五章五节说。
All of you, I'm starting in the middle of the verse, all of you be submissive to one another.
你们众人也都要以谦卑束腰。
And be clothed with humility.
彼此顺服。
For God resists the proud.
因为神阻挡骄傲的人。
But gives grace to the humble.
赐恩给谦卑的人。
That verse, it seems to me, pulls together two things.
这句经文好像把两件事情合在一起。
At the end of the verse,
在这句经文的最后
be humble.
他说你们要谦卑。
Because God resists the proud.
因为呢神阻挡骄傲的人。
And he gives grace to the humble.
但是却赐恩典给谦卑的人。
Now that part of the verse,
这一部分
It seems to me is addressing my attitude towards God.
这个我觉得是在讲我们对神的态度。
My humility towards God.
是我对神的这种在神面前降卑
谦卑的态度。Because God gives grace to the humble.
为什么要谦卑？因为神赐恩给谦卑的人。
But it seems to me that verse is linking my humility towards God.
但是这句经文呢，把我对神的谦卑呢，跟什么连起来呢？
With my submission to others.
把我对神的谦卑跟我对别人的这种顺服呢，连系起来了。
Now I need to put you on the spot here.
比如说想象一下，把你放在聚光灯下。
But I need to do a little survey.
我做一个小小的一个调查。
Which is harder?
哪一样更难？
Being humble towards God?
对神谦卑呢？
Or being submissive to each other.
或者是彼此这样的顺服。
How many say the hard part is being humble towards God?
有多少人会说难的更难的是对神谦卑。
That's not hard, is it?
那个一点都不难，对不对？
I mean, if we know anything at all, we know he is really great and we're not.
如果我们知道任何事情，知道神是伟大的，我们什么都不是。
That to me is not the hard one.
对我来讲，那个不是难的部分。
All the hands should go up. How many find submission to one another?
多少人发现说彼此顺服是比较困难的？我们应该每个人都举手。
And if I knew whose name to put in that question, you would be sticking both hands up in the air.
如果你知道说谁的名字应该放在这个问题，你可能两只手都举起来了。
Submission to one another is difficult.
彼此顺服是很难的。
But Peter links the two in one sentence.
在一句经文里，彼得把这两句联系起来了。
It seems to me he is saying.
对我来讲，他好像在说。
You're not going to have the right humility towards God.
你是不可能对，如果。
If you have not learned to be submissive one towards another.
如果你没有学会彼此顺服，你是不可能对神真正是有那种谦卑的态度。
And so today we're going to look at that.
所以我们今天来看看这个顺服的操练。
I want to look at what that discipline means.
我们先来看这个顺服的定义。
Why it matters.
为什么它很重要。
And I want to look at some limits of this discipline.
我也来看这个顺服的这个一些外边的一些限制，就是一些界限。
Because maybe of all of the disciplines, this is the one that it seems to be most often gets misunderstood and misused.
这个所有的这些操练中呢，顺服这个操练是最容易，就是被误解最多，也是最被滥用的。
Something like this.
比如说。
Wait a minute, I'm the pastor.
有人说，等一下啊，我是牧师。
So just shut up and do what I tell you.
你就闭嘴，听我去做我所吩咐你做的。
Or,
或者是
Wait a minute, I'm the husband or the father or the boss.
我是爸爸，我是先生，我是老板。
God made me to be the hammer.
神让我成为锤子。
And poor you, but he put you in the place of being hammered on.
然后神把你放在个位置，你是要被锤打的。
So just be spiritual and let me hit you.
所以呢，你就要属灵一些，让我打你。
It's a discipline that gets misused greatly.
这是一个非常被误用的一个操练。
So along with talking about what the discipline means, I must talk about the limits.
所以呢，在我谈这个顺服的操练是什么时候，我必须也要谈它的界限。
I think we'll get through both today.
我希望今天我们两个都。
If we don't,
如果没有的话
，stop at the end of today. Don't do anything.
所以如果我们讲完，你今天回去什么也不要去操练，你等等。
Because both parts are important.
因为两方面都很重要。
All right, let me first start with the definition of submission.
我先来讲这个顺服的定义。
And I'm using a definition by a writer, Richard Foster.
我先用这个傅立德这个定义。
Submission, he said, is the ability to lay down the burden of having to get my own way.
他的定义是可以帮人脱离一个苦不堪言的重担，就是要诸事顺心顺意。
He says,Having to always get my own way is a terrible burden to carry in life.
他说你在生命中什么事情都要顺你的心如你的意，这是一个让你苦不堪言的重担。
Because you see, when I have to have my own way, it seems that everyone else in the world is opposed to my number one priority, getting my own way.
所以呢，当你觉得世界上的万事都应该按照我的心意发生的时候呢，你觉得这是我的首要目标。
None of the other drivers on 95 agree with my priority of getting my own way.
但是呢，在95上那些别的开车的人，没有一个人会同意说我的这个首要性。
My spouse doesn't agree with that priority.
我的配偶也不同意说我是首要的。
Nobody does.
没有一个人跟我这样想。
And so I go through life with the terrible burden of getting my own way at the cost of everybody else.
所以呢，我这个过生活呢，我就是有一个很大的重担，就是觉得说，不管别人付什么代价，我就希望按照我的心意来做事情。
Submission follows the example of Jesus.
顺服是跟随主耶稣的榜样。
This morning I'm going to be preaching about from Philippians 2.
今天早晨，待会儿我讲到是要讲到腓立比书第二章。
It covers some of the same thing here, so I'm trying not to repeat myself too much.
因为有些是跟这个相重复的，所以我就不重复自己了。
But Philippians 2 shows us this wonderful picture of Jesus.
但是腓立比书向我们描绘了主耶稣的一幅美好的图像。
Who it says was in the form of God.
他本有神的形象。
And I'm not going to take time in there to say this, so I'll tell you this.
因为我不会在那里细讲这个神的形象，我在这里就细讲。
But that word form doesn't mean just he looked like God.
那个形象不是说他看着长得像神。
The word that's translated form there means he really was what he appeared to be.
那个形象表示说他就是看起来是怎么样他就真是那样。
He was truly God.
他真的就是神。
But he did not consider that something to be held on.
但是却不把以自己为神同等的看作是一件要强抓不放的事。
He let it go.
他就是放弃了自己虚己就是他倒空自己他谦卑自己
He submitted all the way to the point of death.
他真的顺服至死，一直到死。
That willing submission, when we practice the discipline of submission, we are following that pattern.
就是当我们操练顺服的时候，那种心甘情愿的顺服就是我们要操练的，就是那个模，就是要跟随那个模式。
That says, I will not hold on to the things I have a right to demand.
就是不是说紧紧抓住，说这是我有权利要抓住这件事的，紧紧的抓住。
But I will yield.
而是我会让步。
Some examples from scripture that point to this.
有些经文在讲这个。
Ephesians 5:21, submitting to one another in the fear of God.
以弗所书5:21说彼此顺服。
And then after that theme verse,
在这好像是个主体经文。
He then gives us examples what that looks like for wives.
他就说，当存这个彼此顺服的这个态度，在实际生活中，在夫妻之间看得像什么样
？And what it looks like for husbands.
就是对先生来讲是看的是怎么样，对太太来看的彼此顺服是怎么
样 ？What it looks like for children.
对孩子看起来是怎么样的
？And what it looks like for parents.
对父母看起来彼此顺服是怎么样的
？What it looks like for servants？
对仆人看起来是怎么样的
？And shockingly to his audience，
对保罗的这个受众很让他们惊奇的是
，something that none of them had ever thought of，
没有人想到过。
What it looks like for a master？
彼此顺服对一个主人看起来像什么样？
The whole section, and you must never read that without starting with the first key verse.
如果你开始读没有那个提纲挈领的那个总的那个纲领。
5:21.
以弗所书5:21.
Submitting yourselves one to another.
彼此顺服。
And it's very unfortunate. Recently, I've seen in some of the Bibles they break a new paragraph, a new section after that.And it separates that from everything else below it.
我就看到现在有的圣经呢，它把那句话呢跟下边的这些呢都分开了。
That verse is the theme.
其实那句话呢应该是这个的一个主体经文。
And then he says, all of us, every one of us.
他就说我们所有的人，每一个人。
Are in a role in which we are required as God's family to submit to one another.
我们就是在神的家里边，我们每个人都有一个位置，都有一个角色，我们要对彼此顺服。
As a wife，
作为太太。
As a child，
作为孩子。
As an employee，
不，还是说你是一个雇员。
You read Ephesians 5:6， and you say, okay, so where has God put me in a place to submit？
以弗所书5:6，就说神把我放在一个什么样的一个要顺服的位置呢？
But let me remind you, if you are a husband,
但是让我提醒你，如果你是先生的话，
if you are a parent,
如果你是父母的话，
if you are the owner of the company,
如果你是公司的老板的话，
you read Ephesians 5:6,
你读以弗所书5:6,
and you say,
你说，
where has God put me in the place?
神把我放在一个要顺服的什么样的位置上要顺服呢
？Because the discipline of submission is for every one of us.
因为顺服的这种操练是给我们每一个人的。
Hebrews 13. We've already looked at 1 Peter. Hebrews 13.
我们看希伯来书13.
Obey those who rule over you.
希伯来书13:17，你们要依从那些引导你们的。
Be submissive, for they watch out for your souls as those who must give account.
因为他们为你们的灵魂时刻警醒，好像那将来要交账的人。
Let them do so with joy and not for grief.
你们要使他们交的时候有快乐，不致忧愁。
These verses show us every believer is called to practice this discipline of submission.
这里讲到说，我们每一个信主的人都被呼召要去顺服。
So a few things about this. Number one.
所以呢有几件事情。第一点。
Submission is an action.
顺服是一种行动。
I am choosing, I will do what I am commanded to do.
我选择去，就是去做我被吩咐要做的事情。
But it is also an attitude.
也是一种态度。
You see, it's very possible to obey a command in a way that makes very clear, I am not submitting.
你可以很容易去说，你去外边是顺应了，但是让对方知道，其实我心里是不服的。
There's an old story about a boy.
有一个古老的故事，关于一个小男孩的故事。
When I first heard this, it was told that he was at church.
我第一次听到这个故事呢，他说其实这个小男孩是在教会里。
He's standing up in the service and he's looking around.
然后他就在那个敬拜的时候就站起来，到处四处看看。
Sit down.
然后爸爸就说坐下。他又这样站起来四处看。
And finally the dad picks the boy, sits him down.
然后呢，最后爸爸就把他给就把他摁下去，让他坐在那儿。
And the whole church hears as the little boy says.
然后整个教会的大家都听到这小男孩说。
I'm sitting down on the outside.
我外边是坐着的。
But I'm standing up on the inside.
但是我里边是站着的。
Many of us have done that.
我们很多时候是这样做的。
In our jobs.
在我们的工作岗位。
In our relationships.
在我们的关系上。
We were sitting down on the outside.
我们外边是坐着的。
The person above us in authority had a club big enough that we had to do what they said.
在我们上边的这个上司呢，他手里或者是我比我们高的那个人，他有一个大棍子，我们反抗不了。
But on the inside.
但是在我们里边。
We were standing up.
我们是站着的。
Submission is an attitude.
所以呢，顺服是一种态度。
That says, I choose joyfully and willing to submit my will to the will of the person in authority.
所以呢，是我心甘情愿的、高兴的，就是去顺服那个在我上面就是有权柄，就是对我有权柄的人。
And that goes back to the definition that I gave you.
我再回到刚才所给大家关于顺服的定义。
I have laid down the burden.
我已经把这个重担给放下了。
Of having to get my own way.
就是要按照我的心意行事的这种重担。
That changes my inner attitude about it.
这个就会改变我里边的这种态度。
Submission to authority is an act of trust in God.
这种对权柄的顺服也是一种对神信靠的见证，一种行为。
You see, when I submit to the authority above me, I am saying I trust God's sovereignty in putting that person in authority above me.
当我就是对那个权柄顺服的时候，就是在见证说我顺服神是有权能的，他把那个权柄放在那位置。
How many of you believe in the doctrine that God is sovereign over our world?
多少人相信这个教义，就是神在我们世界上是主宰一切的。
All right, we usually will raise our hand on that.
我们通常在这里会举起手来。
And then,
接着呢
we live trying to manipulate and work things to get what we want.
然后呢，我们就是在做事情的时候，就是这个绕的弯的，反正想要希望这个事情能按照我们的想法，我们的心意来成就，来。
Why are we so desperate to do that?
我们为什么会这么想这样做呢？
Because we do not really believe deep inside.
因为我们里面内心深处并没有真正相信。
That a good God is sovereign.
一位美善的神是主宰一切的。
And that he is going to accomplish what is best for me.
他会成就对我最好的。
If I believed that deep inside,
如果我内心深处真的相信这一点
I wouldn't be so desperate to manipulate things.
我就不会那样子去操纵
So that I can control them, right?
所以我就可以控制这一切
Submission is an act of trust that says, I believe God is sovereign.
所以顺服呢就是你信靠的表现说我相信神的全能神的主宰
Romans 13.
罗马书十三章
And if I don't get to the end of today, there is a second part.
如果今天讲
that has to balance what I'm going to say here.
如果今天要没讲完的话，你要记住这个顺服还有第二部分跟这个是相平衡的。
This is one of these topics that I really hate to leave it hanging halfway.
这就是我很不喜欢这个主题啊！一定说把讲一半的，对我来讲这个是很难受的。
Romans 13.
罗马书十三章。
Be subject to the governing authority.
在上有权柄的，人人都当顺服他。
There is no authority except from God.
因为没有权柄不是出于神的。
The authorities that exist are appointed by God.
凡掌权的都是神所命的。
Who is the authority to whom Paul is writing about right there?
保罗在这里所写的这个权柄是谁呢？
Roman
是罗马政府。
Caesar, put a specific name to this one. We know where he is when he's writing this.
你知道保罗写的？
Who is Caesar at that point?
你知道那个时候当时谁是罗马的凯撒吗？
Nero.
是尼鲁王。
And Nero, in a few years after this letter, is going to exercise that authority.
再过几年，罗马书这几年之后呢，那个尼鲁就开始来应用他的这个权柄了。
By having Paul's head cut off.
就是砍了保罗的头。
And Paul says,
保罗说
about Nero,
就是关于尼鲁保罗是这么说的。
Be subject to the governing authorities.
就是对于那个在上的权柄要顺服。
For there is no authority except from God.
因为凡掌权的都是神所命的。
And the authorities that exist,are appointed by God.
因为这个权柄呢是神所命定的，神所命的。
Peter puts it even more bluntly.
彼得讲的就更直了。
When he says, honor the emperor.
他说你们要尊重君王。
And
who is the emperor? 君王。那时候谁是君王呢？
Nero.
就是尼鲁王。
Who is going to have Peter crucified.
那个最后尼鲁王也是下令把彼得钉十字架。
Paul and Peter.
保罗跟彼得
both believe
都相信
that because they are submitted to God
因为他们二人对神顺服
and because they trust God
也因为他们信靠神信任神
they can submit to Nero's authority
他们也可以就是顺服尼鲁的权柄。
Now there are limits that are going to come in the later part of what I talk about.
在后边我会讲这个里边的界限。
But I think it is very important for us to start with an understanding of the basic principle that we are called to submit rather than starting with the exceptions.
所以呢我觉得很重要的一点就是我们开始是讲的说是最基本的我们有这个被呼召是要去顺服而不是刚开始就讲说这个顺服的例外
few elections ago it wasn't this election it wasn't last election
就是以前的那个几个选举不是这一次或者上一次的
after the election was over
在那个选举结束后
one of my friends got a bumper sticker on his car
我的朋友呢就在他那个车后面有一个小标签可以贴上去上面写的
so and so I won't
他说这个谁谁谁这个总统
is not my president
不是我的总统
and I saw it
我看到了
at church
在教会里
and I said to my friend
我对我的朋友说
I noticed your bumper sticker
我看到你车后边贴的这个
I said did you ever see Paul's donkey
你有没有看到保罗的这个骑的驴
he said what
他说什么
I said you know when Paul was traveling from town to townHe would have ridden on a donkey.
你知道保罗从一个城到另外一个城，有时候他会骑着驴。
Okay.
他说，
I said they had bumper stickers back then.
你知道在那个时候，那个驴上面有标
志。The stick on the back of your donkey that said Nero is not my emperor.
你有没有在那个驴的尾巴后边贴个标签说尼鲁不是我的皇帝
？And Paul did not buy one.
保罗也没去买这么一个标签。
Paul said.
保罗说
I didn't vote for him. I don't like him.
保罗说我没有投他的票我也不喜欢他。
He's probably going to kill me.
他可能有一天要杀我。
And I will, now I'm jumping to the end here, I'll get back to it later. I will stand in front of him and say you are wrong.
我站在他面前我会说你错了。
But,
但是
emperor, Nero is my emperor.
但是尼禄是我的皇帝。
We'll come to the exceptions.
我们后边会讲到这个例外。
But we have to start with.
但是我们要始于。
Our submission to authority is an act of trust.
我们对权柄的顺服是一种信号的行为。
A trust in God's sovereign choice and work in our world.
是相信信号神在我们这个世界的选择，也在我们这个世界的权柄和主宰。
And an act.Of trust in God's ability to change the heart of our leader.
也是相信说神有能力去改变我们领袖的心。
You've heard me read this verse before. It's one of my favorite verses from Proverbs.
大家都听过我以前读过这个经文，这是我箴言里最喜欢的一句经文。
The heart of the king is in the hand of the Lord.
君王的心好像龙沟里的水。
Who turns it?Wherever he wishes.
王的心在耶和华手中，好像龙沟的水，随意流转。
And the image there that the writer of Proverbs is using is of water channels, irrigation channels.
这个形象呢，用的这个描述呢，是在这个灌溉的时候的那个渠道。
Who the farmer would dig out the channel so that the water would go.Wherever he wanted it to go.
因为这个农夫呢就在这个地里面呢就挖出来这个渠然后引着水呢去浇灌。
And he says, the king's heart,
这个经文是说这个君王的心
was just like that.
就像那个渠道似的。
God's able to just shape it.
神就可以塑造它就是神就可以来让它随意流转。
But for many of us,
但对于我们许多人来讲
we will say God is sovereign.
我们会说神是主宰万事的神是全能的神。
Proverbs is true.
箴言二十一章也是对的。
But,
但是
and then after the but,
这个但是之后呢
God is not able to change the heart of my husband.
神没法改变我先生的心。
All of that is true, but God is not able to change the heart of my boss.
那一切都是真的，但是神没有办法改变我老板的心。
And for sure, God is not able to change the heart of my president.
当然了，神也不能改变我的总统的心。
Submission is an act of trust that God can accomplish His purposes.
所以呢，顺服是一种信任信靠的行动就是说神是在掌管一切神是全能的
do what I cannot do.
他可以做我做不了的
and then I want to say submission as a spiritual discipline is an act of worship
所以作为属灵的操练顺服是一种敬拜
Now I want to make sure you understand when I say why I'm talking about this as a spiritual discipline
我要解释一下为什么我说这是一种属灵的操练。
How many of you work for a boss?
多少人你是有老板的
Most of it. Keep your hands up just for a moment.、Yeah.
就举着手别放下。
You have a boss in your job.
如果你有一个老板举手。
How many of you agree with every decision and order and command that comes from your boss?
多少人你同意你老板所说的每个决定。
How many of you have to keep those orders and commands in order to keep your job.
为了要有这份工作你必须得听他的这个命令。
That is not a spiritual discipline.
那个不是一个属灵的操练。
That is just you're going to get hungry if you don't have a job.
那个问题就在于如果你没这份工作你就会饿肚子。
What makes that a spiritual discipline?
让它成为一种属灵操练在于
is the attitude of willingly
是一种态度就是我心甘情愿的
joyfully
然后欢喜快乐的
submitting to that boss
对那位老板
understand the difference
你看到这个不同了吗
simply because well if I don't do what he tells me I'm going to get fired and go hungryDoesn't make a spiritual discipline.
就是单单的说，如果我不听他的，我就可能丢了这份工作，那我就饿肚子了。所以那样的顺服呢，那样是属灵的操练。
Submission, a spiritual discipline, is this.
让它成为属灵顺服的属灵操练的就是。
When Paul says, submit in Ephesians, submit as to the Lord.
像保罗所说的，如同顺服主。
Do this for your earthly master.
你这样顺服
你地上的主人。As you would do it to Christ.
就是你顺服你地上的主人，好像你顺服基督。
You see, I think when Paul writes this, he knows that what he's asking for is very difficult.
你知道保罗明白，当他写的这个所要求的是很困难的。
I've never once had a boss who really made me think, huh, that's just like Jesus.
我有一位老板，他真的让我觉得他像耶稣基督。
Obeying him is just like obeying Jesus.
真的，你顺服他就像你顺服耶稣。
Except when I worked in the church. Better
answer. 那个不是在教会，除非在教会你是这样的。
Paul knows.
保罗知道。
Our authorities.
我们的权柄。
Do not make us feel like we are submitting to Jesus.
我们的权就是我们那个老板呢，我们的权柄不会让我们觉得我们好像在顺服耶稣基督那样。
And so he says.
所以他说
，Look past that person who is in authority above.
你越过那个，你直接看到那个权柄，越过他往前看。
Look to the one who appointed him.
去看那位指定他的或者是派定他的。
Look to the God who is sovereign.
去看那位主宰全能的神。
That sovereign God put my boss in his place.
那位全能的神他把我这个老板让这个人做我的老板。
And so obey my boss as I would obey Christ.
所以呢就像顺服基督一样我来顺服我的老板。
That then makes submission an act of worship.
那个就让你的顺服成为一种敬拜的行为。
Because I am doing it.
因为我之所以这样做。
As an act of obedience, willing obedience.
是作为我一种心甘情愿的对神对基督心甘情愿的顺服。
The spiritual discipline of submission does this.
这个顺服的属灵的操练是这样的。
Becomes a prayer.
就变成一种祷告。
Jesus.
耶稣啊。
You have allowed this leader to be in a place of authority over me.
你让这个人成为我的权柄。
And you know they are flawed.
你知道他们是有瑕疵的，他们是有缺点的。
But for your sake,
但是为了你的缘故
I will submit to you.
我会顺服。
I see their weaknesses,
我看到他们的软弱。
But I will not allow their weaknesses to become an excuse for rebellion on my part.
但是呢，我不要让他们的软弱变成说我对他们这个背叛或者就是违背他们的一个理由。
I will submit to them because you are above them.
因为呢，你是在他们之上的，你高于他们，所以我对他们顺服。
And so my submission is an act of worship to you.
所以呢，我的顺服就成为对你的敬拜。
And an act of trust.
也是一种信靠的行为。
That you're going to accomplish your purposes.
你要成就你的旨意。
This doesn't mean that we become passive.
这个不是说明我们很变得消极被动。
It doesn't mean that we don't pray or work for change.
不是说我们就不祷告，也是希望有改变，祷告改变。
But it takes away the pressure.
但是就把这个压力给挪去。
That everything must be done in my power.
就是说每件事情我都得靠着自己的能力去自己的努力去做。
This past week I was reading a history of the church's involvement, the involvement of churches in the anti-slavery movement and then later civil rights.
我就是看到在读一个历史是在讲当时教会就是涉入一个是这个废奴制后边是美国的这个人权的这些运动中这些活动中。
And the Christians who led in that.
是基督徒在带领这些。
Were certainly not passive.
他们肯定不是说很被动很消极。
But they did submit.
但是他们的确是顺服。
When they had to disobey an unjust law,
当他们必须要就是不顺服这种这个不公平不公正的这个法律的时候，
They did so knowing we are willing to pay the penalty.
他们这样做的时候，他们知道说我们心甘情愿去付这个代价。
In order to bring the injustice to light.
他们违抗了，就是说他们愿意付代价，是要把这个这种不公不义这种带到让大家能看到，带到光下。
They were not passive, but they submitted.
他们不是说很消极被动，但是他们的确是顺服。
Back in the, I believe it was the 3rd century. I don't have the exact date.
大概是公元三世纪的或者什么时候。
One of the church fathers wrote to the Roman emperor.
所以其中的一个教父，当时的早期教父写信给罗马的皇帝。
And he said to him.
对皇帝说。
We as believers,
作为基督徒，作为相信的人，
are called to submit to you.
我们被呼召要顺服你。
We are doing that in 2 ways.
我们以两种方式来顺服你。
Number one, we are submitting by praying for you every week in our services.
第一点呢，是我们在每个星期的聚会当中，我们为你祷告，这是我们的顺服。
And then he pointed to a command, a law that the emperor Caesar had just put into place.
然后他就再指出来这个皇帝刚刚颁布的一条法律。
And he said, we are submitting by breaking that law.
我们顺服呢，顺服的表现就是我们违抗这条法律。
And he went on to explain.
然后他就来解释为什么。
He said, Caesar,
他就说凯撒皇帝啊。
That law is unjust.
那个法律呢是不公正的。
And that law will bring God's judgment on you.
那个法律呢会招致神对你的审判。
And so we are breaking your law.
所以呢我们就违背你的法律。
Knowing you can punish us.
我们知道你可以来惩罚我们。
But hoping that it will open your eyes.
但是也希望能够打开你的眼睛。
So that you can escape God's judgment.
所以你可以躲避神的审判。
You understand? Submission was not passive.
所以你知道吗？这个顺服不是一个消极的。
I'm realizing I'm not going to get to the end, and I want to clarify this.
所以我今天讲不完，所以我先来澄清一下。
One of the great examples of this is the book of Daniel.
是在但以理书一个最好的一个例子，就是。
And I want you to hear the exact wording that he uses.
我来听他是怎么说的。
Daniel resolved that he would not defile himself with the king.
但以理就心里立志不以王的膳和王所饮的酒玷污自己。
Resolved is a strong word there.
他这个用的立志，这是一个很强的词。
Resolved does not mean.
这个立志不是说。
Daniel said, I'm going to ask and see what they think.
但也不是说我要去问问他们，看他们怎么想的。
I'm going to see if there's some middle ground we can.
这种有没有这个中间路线？有没有中间
？Resolved is
这个立志。
This violates God's law for me, and I cannot do it.
这个立志和这个决心，就是说这个违背了神的律法，我不会去做。
Next verse.
下一句经文。
And Daniel went to the authorities.
所以呢？但以理就去那个太监长，就是那个权柄那儿，对他说
：“You are a bunch of pagans.
你们这一群外邦人。
And I am a child of God.
我是神的孩子。
Therefore, you cannot tell me what to do.
所以呢，你不能告诉我该做什么。
Some of you are looking confused because your Bible doesn't have that verse.
大家看到有点混淆，因为你圣经上不是没有这句话。
It's okay. It's not in there.
没有这句话不在圣经上。
Daniel resolved.
但以理心里立志。
Therefore, he asked.
所以呢，他就去问求。
The chief of the eunuchs to allow him not to defile.
所以求太监长不容他玷污自己，容他不玷污自己。
I'm going to come back to verse 9.
我又待会儿回到第九节。
But then down in verse 12.
在第十二节。
David says, Daniel says, test your servants for 10 days.
但以理就说求你试试仆人们十天。
Give us a trial.
给我们一个试试我们。
And then he says, at the end of that,
他说然后看看在这个十天之后。
Deal with your servants according to what you see.
照你所看来待仆人吧。
What had Daniel done at the very beginning?
但以理最刚开始他做了什么呢
?Resolve.
立志决心。
But how does he interact with his authority?
但是他跟他的权柄之间是怎么互动的呢
?He asked.
他就去求他 says, 他就是去问他。
Give us a test.
他说求你真的是给我一个请你给我一个试验试试。
Why was Daniel able to do that?
但以理为什么可以这样做呢
?Verse 9.
第九节。
God gave Daniel favor in the sight of the chief.
神使但以理在太监长眼前蒙恩惠受怜悯。
Daniel had confidence.
但以理呢他有这个确信他有这个信心。
That God was in charge.
神在掌管。
And since he had that confidence.
因为他有这种信心他有这种确据。
He did not have to go in.
所以他不需要说
with a stubborn and rebellious spirit.
他不需要有一个那个很固执的一个这样一个态度。
Now,
或者一个
this may not be true for you.
可能对你不是这样对大家不是这样的。
But to my embarrassment, I have learned this about myself.
我有点就是挺羞愧的挺错的我自己学到的是
The less sure I am,that I'm right, the stronger I want to argue.
我越不确定自己是对的是正确的我就越强烈的去辩论。
If it's something that I've already taken a position, you know.
如果我已经就是说有个立场了。
Yeah, when I realize, wait a minute, I probably shouldn't have done this. Now I'm already out here and I've got to fight to protect myself.
但是当我就是说有的时候就不是很确定我这个是不是对的我反而就是会出去好像要辩论证明我是对的。
But when I know,
但是当我知道
God's in charge,
神在掌管
This is what he's called me to.
这是神呼召我要去做的。
This is what God's words.
这就是神的话语里所教导。
I don't have to fight nearly as hard.
我就不需要那样的去为自己奋战为自己征战。
I could say, God, this is your battle.
我就会说神啊这是你的战争这是你的战役。
You'll have to take care of this.
你得来照看这一切。
And that's what Daniel does.
然后就像但以理所做的。
But he has already resolved. Submission is not passive.
所以呢顺服不是一种被动消极的因为但以理在心里已经就是立志已经下定决心。
But he worships.
因为呢但以理他敬拜耶和华神
And he believes absolutely
他绝对的相信
that Yahweh is sovereign over the whole world
亚威神是掌管世界
including
包括
Nebuchadnezzar
包括神掌管尼布甲尼撒
And so he is perfectly willing after resolving in his heart
所以在他心里边这个立定心意之后呢
to say,
他就说
I'm going to allow Yahweh
我就允许容让亚威神
So we go over to chapter 4
现在我们到第四章但以理书
And it is a proclamation by Nebuchadnezzar
这时候呢尼布甲尼撒王呢就做了一个宣告
King Nebuchadnezzar to all peoples, nations and languages that dwell in all the earth
尼布甲尼撒王小玉住在全地各方各国各族人说
It has seemed good to me to show the signs and wonders that the Most High God has done for me.
我乐意将至高的神向我所行的奇神迹奇事宣扬出来。
How great are his signs.
他的神迹何其大。
How mighty his wonders.
他的奇事何其盛。
His kingdom is an everlasting kingdom.
他的国是永远的。
And his dominion endures from generation to generation.
他的权柄存到万代。
What has happened between chapter 1 and chapter 4?
在第一章跟第四章之间发生了什么呢?
The God that Daniel trusted
但以理所信靠的神
has proven to be sovereign.
证明了他是主宰一切的。
And Nebuchadnezzar,
尼布甲尼撒王
announces to everyone,
他就晓谕全地的人。
He's above me.
说他在我之上。
He humbled me.
他令降卑我。
And I have to recognize his sovereignty.
我必须要承认神的权柄。
Daniel knew this all the way back in chapter 1.
但以理在第一章就知道这一切。
When Daniel is a slave.
当丹以理还是奴隶的时候。
With no power.
没有任何权利。
But he willingly submits.
但是他却心甘情愿的顺服。
Not passively.
不是被动消极的。
But with an attitude of respect.For the person's position,
而是有一种在上了权柄有一种尊重的态度
and as an act of worship to God,
而是一种对神敬拜的这样的一个行动一个行为
and then he trusts God,
他相信神
to accomplish his purpose,
会成就神的旨意
This week as I studied this, I was afraid we weren't going to get to the end.
我今天这个星期准备的时候，我就知道我可能会讲不完。
I'll finish next week.
所以下星期讲。
But let me just challenge you this week.
所以这
to do this.
这个星期呢，我就挑战大家做这一点。
First of all, if you're in the position of the boss,
如果你是老板的话，首先
don't do anything until after next week.
你等下星期听完之后再采取行动，再做什么
？Don't say ah.Sunday school, he told us, I'm the boss.
没有说主日学上说了，我是老板。
Because next week I'm going to remind you that you're not.
下个星期我会提醒你，你不是老板。
You just wait.
所以你等一下。
But seriously.
这个很认真的。
Probably every one of us has, number one, every one of us is under somebody.
首先呢，我们每个人上面都有权柄。
There's somebody that...We have to submit to.
我们要对某人要顺服，要服从。
And for probably every one of us, sometimes that person seems to know less about this than we do.
我们觉得这个人好像也不怎么地。
This week.
这个星期。
Would you start to look very specifically at each of your relationships where you have to submit?
这个星期你来看看你每一个你需要顺服的这种关系。
And begin to evaluate them in light of what we talked about this morning.
在我们今天早晨所学的之后你开始来做一个评估。
We'll talk about it more next week.
下个星期我们会讲。
But for this week, evaluate it in terms of, do I submit with the right attitude or do I just outwardly do what they make me do?
我是有一个对他们顺服是有一个里面有个正确的态度吗？还是只是外表上去做这个行为？
Do I, in the words of Paul, submit as to the Lord?
我有没有说像保罗所描述的，好像顺服主？
And begin to see that person, not as the Lord.
把来看这个人，不是把他当成主来看。
They are not in a place of absolute authority.
他们不是在这种绝对的权柄
的位置上。But to see the Lord behind.
而是看。在他们之后的神这个主
begin to ask God
去问神
would you allow help me to submit to them
帮助我对那个人顺服
because
之所以这样做是因为
you have allowed them to be in that position
因为你允许他们在这个位置
and then would you help me to begin to see how you are truly in control
然后帮助我真正的了解看到说你在掌管
nowDon't get excited about the second part of that prayer.
不要对第二个部分来
Because that doesn't happen overnight.
因为这个不是一天马上就发生的。
There's a big gap of time, years, between Daniel 1 and 4.
在但以理一章和四章之间有一个很多年。
There's some fiery furnaces.
因为其中有火炉。
There's some persecution.
也有逼迫。
There's some pain.
也有痛苦。
So don't expect God to just boom, you know.
不要希望神就一下把那个人就改变了。
But if you begin to see that and pray for that, God can begin to show, open your eyes to what He is doing through that person.
但是呢，当你这样祷告，在寻求的时候，神可以打开你的眼睛，让你看到神通过那个人成就什么。让我们来祷告。
God, I thank you for the authorities that you bring into our lives.
主啊，我们为你带到我们生命中的权柄，感谢你。
Sometimes they are difficult.
有的时候这些人是很困难的。
But they are one of the ways in which you are shaping us in your image.
但是他们是你塑造我们成为你样式的一个方式，一个途径。
Lord, help us to cooperate with your work as you are shaping us.
主啊，当你来塑造我们的时候，让我们能够合作。
That we will follow your work.
我们会跟随你的工作。
And we'll see you working in our lives as a result.
让我们能看到你在我们生命中的工作，也能看到这个跟随这个。
I pray in Jesus.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名求。阿门。